Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
Welcome this morning as we do come together in this time of worship. We celebrate. We celebrate today as we enter into this most holy week here. By the way, we will be doing a little procession with palms this morning, and the kids will be leading us, and anyone who wants to join in is free to jump out of their pew and join in the festivities as we sing All Glory, Loud and Honor. All right? I'm just giving you permission. So if you feel the Spirit move, do it. All right? All right. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to Mark. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.' They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, 'What are you doing, untying the colt?' They told them that Jesus had said, what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest!' Then they entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along the way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined to his death and resurrection, we may enter into life with you, through the same Jesus Christ who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We sing our hymn. Let us pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of the resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you.
Our first reading this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 9. In this reading, the prophet is telling us what he does, why he does it, where he gets his information, and then he challenges his adversaries. The words read as follows. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens. He wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. And who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It's the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? The word of the Lord. Our psalm comes from Psalm 31, verses 9 through 16, and we'll read that responsibly. You using the bold print. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with sorrow, and my throat and my belly. I am the scorn of my enemies, a disgrace to my neighbors, a dismay to my acquaintances. When they see me in the street, they avoid me. For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around. They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me.
Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me from the steadfast love.
The second reading comes from Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. And Paul is writing to the Philippians, encouraging them, reminding them of what Jesus had done, and then encouraging them to be strong in their faith and to gain in their appreciation and reverence for Jesus. And the words read as follows. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself, and he became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him, and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. The word of the Lord.
This being Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, is the beginning of this week we call Holy, and we begin this journey. What we're going to be doing this morning, and this right here, is really the whole sermon time, you might say. We are going to be reading dramatically the Passion story, as according to the Gospel of Mark. But the thing about this, we all participate in that. So if you look at your, does everyone have access to the Passion of Mark? Might need to share if we don't. But you'll see the characters there. And you are all part of this narrative right here. And you'll notice that your parts are marked with that leaf in bold print there. And we'll also be seeing it through some slides, the story as we walk through it. And hopefully what we'll do is we'll be able to see ourselves as part of this.
The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him, for they said,
"Not during the festival, or there may be
riots among the people."
While he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, and as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard. She broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. But some were there who said to one another in anger,
"Why was the ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor."
And they scolded her. But Jesus said,
"Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her."
Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him,
"Where do you want us to go?"
So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them,
"Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs furnished and ready. Make preparation for us there."
So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he came with the 12. And when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said,
"Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me."
They began to be distressed and to say to him one after another, "Surely not I." He said to them,
"It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to the one who, by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born."
While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said,
"Take, this is my body."
Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them,
"This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them,
"You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee."
Peter said to him,
"Even though all will become deserters, I will not."
Jesus said to him,
"Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times."
But he said vehemently,
"Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you."
And all of them said the same. They went to the place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I pray."
He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them,
"I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake."
And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said,
"Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want."
He came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter,
"Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake for 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough, the hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard."
So when he came, he went up to him at once and said,
"Rabbi,"
and kissed him. Then he laid hands on him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them,
"Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching. You did not arrest me, but let the scriptures be fulfilled."
All of them deserted him and fled. A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth and ran off naked. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave false testimony against him, saying,
"We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not again.'"
But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus,
"Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?"
But he was silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest asked him,
"Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
Jesus said,
"I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his clothes and said,
"Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?"
All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." The guards also took him over and beat him. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she stared at him and said,
You also were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth."
But he denied it, saying,
"I do not know or understand what you are talking about."
And he went out into the forecourt. Then the cock crowed, and the servant girl, on seeing him, began again to say,
"This man is one of them."
But again he denied it. Then after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter,
"Certainly, you are one of them. You are a Galilean."
But he began to curse, and he swore an oath,
"I do not know this man you are talking about."
At that moment, the cock crowed again for the second time. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And he broke down and wept. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
He answered him,
You say so.
Then the chief priest accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again,
"Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you."
But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas went in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them,
"Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?"
For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again,
"Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?"
They shouted back,
"Crucify him."
Pilate asked them,
"Why? What evil has he done?"
But they shouted all the more,
"Crucify him."
So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him, and they began saluting him.
"Hail, King of the Jews!"
They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place they called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads, saying,
"Aha! You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself, come down from the cross."
In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves, saying,
"He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe."
Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lima sabachthani,"
which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said,
"Listen, he is calling for Elijah."
And some ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying,
"Wait, let us see where Elijah will come to take him down."
Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that this was that in this way he breathed his last, he said,
"Truly, this man was God's son."
There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, the younger, and of Jose and Salome. They used to follow him and provided for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead. And summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph brought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth, and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jose, saw where the body was laid.
Thank you.
I invite you to stand as you're able. As we join together in professing our faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, our only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to heaven. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Renewed in the promises of baptism, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. And as we remember today, I ask you also to remember the Trexler family. Jerry's brother, Everett, of Eau Claire, passed away this yesterday morning. Right, Jerry? Is it yesterday morning? Yes. So please add them to your prayer list today. We pray for the church. Bless all who call upon your name. Unite your church in bearing witness to the gospel. Pour your love into our hearts and inspire us to pour our lives in service to your world. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the world, for palm trees and figs, for trees with leafy branches, for olive groves and gardens, for mountains and hillsides, valleys and canyons, for places affected by rising sea levels or depleted water sources. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the nations, for peace among all, especially those who honor Jerusalem as holy ground, for all who hold positions of authority and power, for all who suffer oppression, and for those who serve in the armed forces. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those in need, for those who have suffered betrayal, for those who live in poverty, for those who have no voice or power, for the forsaken and forgotten, and for those who are in crisis, and for those who are ill. Especially today we remember Maxine, Kathy, Lexan, Gordon and Carolyn, Dick, Maxine, Ray, Arnie, Sean, LaVon, Elaine, and Otto, Libby, Sam, the family of Bill Kuhn, the family of Christopher, our companion church, the family of Everett, and all those who serve in care facilities or in homes. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for this assembly, for those preparing for baptism or confirmation, for musicians, altar care, ushers, and all who lead in worship, for those who serve our community through food pantries, homeless shelters, and clothing banks. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who struggle with addictions. For those who struggle with addictions in their lives, may you grant your spirit of healing and endurance and hope. We pray for relationships where they are broken. We pray for your healing of husband and wife, parents and children, friends and neighbors. May your spirit mend that which is broken. Lord, in your mercy. With thanksgiving, we remember all who have been obedient to your will and all who have died in faith. And bring us with them into your glory to dwell with you in life eternal. Lord, in your mercy. Trusting in your covenant of mercy, O God, we lift our prayers to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
Also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another. Receive our morning offering at this time. And let us pray together. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory, through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. As Jesus was gathered with his disciples in that room, the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. We gave thanks and he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, it's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, ever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. God gives food to those who hunger, so come, be fed and be healed. The table has been set, it's for you. Once again, today we will be using the pouring chalices, so as you come forward down the center aisle, please pick up a little glass and then receive the bread and the wine on either side. There is grape juice available for those who choose to have grape juice, so come. Body of Christ given for you. Stand, body of Christ given for you. See the body of Christ given for you. Feed in the body of Christ given for you. invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord the Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant, Lord. Amen. Amen. Now may Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. We sing our sending song. We'll sing verses 1 and 4. Bless all. You may be seated. Just a few announcements. I want to go over the schedule for this week. This week, Monday, Thursday, the 7 o'clock service. That will also be 8 of our young people will be receiving their first communion that evening. On Good Friday, we'll have services at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and at 7 o'clock at night. And then Easter morning at 9 o'clock. You're invited to... I want to just really encourage you to be a part of that whole... all the services there, because I think it makes Easter different as we walk through the Good Friday. It really does. So I just really want to encourage you to come out and participate in those services, in those dramas. We have brunch here following service. We'll sing that. And Josie, are you and Katie? Sure, yeah? Go to the microphone.
Hey, Katie. You feel like going to church with me on Easter?
Well, you know, I went at Christmas. But sure.
Oh, great.
What's the date?
April Fool's.
So you don't want me to go to church with you?
No, I do. I just asked you.
You did, you're right. What's the date?
April Fool's.
Okay, I need you to be serious right now, Josie.
I am being serious. I want you to go to church with me on Easter.
Okay, I'm not going to fall for this. So the answer to your invite is no, I will not be going to church with you on Easter.
Well, please?
Okay, I'll go to church with you.
Awesome.
April Fool's.
What are you doing?
I was just playing along.
Playing along with what?
Aren't you playing a joke on me?
No. I want you to go to church with me on Easter. I really think you'll like it.
Okay. I'll go.
Great. I'll pick you up at 8.
April Fool.
When is Easter?
Easter is on Sunday, April 1st, 2018.
So don't be afraid to invite someone to come and to celebrate the resurrection with us this coming weekend. Let's sing our table prayer at this time, and I think we'll sing "Be Present at Our Table, Lord," and we will strengthen for service today. So you think we can get 4-part harmony going?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah? You want to play it? You want to play it? Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. Be present at our table, Lord. Be here and there.
So go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.